here for your vibe and here to make your business the place to be. From hotels and restaurants to bars and office spaces, we bring you the best entertainment to power up your business.
Yay, yay!
We're here for your competitive edge, customer satisfaction, and to match your business needs, big or small.
Woohoo!
Choose from the play, stay, or work packages. DSTV for Business. Here for you, here for your business.
Fortunately, the love work doesn't have to work. All he has to do is
enter the store,
go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of money. Guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep, yep.
Quality comes first right here, so next time you feel the need to feel refreshed.
Events happen when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, 2025 CDF funding secures new medical supply storage facility for Kalingalinga Clinic. Pursue J Banda. In international news, Burkina Faso's junta expels top UN official over child rights report. In sports news, Des Condora girls leave for COSAFA Champions League debut. With the news in detail, my name is Beth Ampandi. In local news, the Lusaka City Council, LCC, has allocated 1 million kwacha for the construction of a medical supply storage facility at Kalingalinga Clinic in Munali Constituency. In a press statement, Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Bulumba states that the medicine storage facility, whose funding has been secured from the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, will be completed within 6 months construction period. Bulumba says the Kalingalinga Health Facility currently does not have any storage facility for medicines, forcing it to improvise a small office where patients in the area are provided with access to medicine. He states that once the health center, which attends to over 300,000 residents, is completed, they will be able to offer quality medical services and treatments to patients, thereby addressing the inadequate medical storage challenge at the clinic. Bulumba says the site for the construction of the facility has since been handed over to Wedris Construction Company, marking the commencement of work. He therefore urges the contractor to comply with the stipulated quality and time frame to ensure its longevity and allow the community to enjoy the benefits. Bulumba also says the Lusaka City Council will conduct timely monitoring of the project to ensure standards are observed by the contractor. Lusaka Central Police Station received a report of possession of offensive weapons or materials unlawful acts causing harm. The incident is reported to have occurred today, August 20, 2025, around 04 hours along Cairo Road in Lusaka. Police promptly issued police medical forms and all victims were taken to the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, where they were treated and discharged. Their conditions are reported to be stable. Investigations led to the arrest of female Faith Nyarenda, aged 38, of Chizanga compound, Lusaka, who was seated directly under the leaking container and was destined for Mupika. Preliminary preliminary information indicates that the acid was intended for use in gold purification. She is currently in detention as investigations continue. The container with acid contents and the gas cylinder have been secured in police custody as exhibits. The bus has since been released to proceed with its journey. A docket of case has been opened and investigations are ongoing. The Zambia Police Service wishes to warn members of the public against carrying dangerous, harmful or offensive substances on public transport, as this endangers the lives of innocent citizens. Offenders will be met with full force of the law. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu has advised former Peter Wuke Independent Member of Parliament Emmanuel J. Banda to surrender to the police, emphasizing that the law will relentlessly pursue him until he is apprehended. In an interview, Mwimba says the recent arrest and detention of Francis Kapwepwe, also known as Waimi, is a clear message that law enforcement agencies are committed to tracking down and bringing suspects to justice. Mwimbu has emphasized that individuals like Mr. Banda, along with others who may have committed crimes, might evade the authorities for a time, but they will ultimately be caught no matter how long it takes. Meanwhile, Mwimbu has disclosed that the case involving fugitive former Barclays Bank employee Pamela Gondwe, who in 2019 stole $400,000 in cash from the bank, remains active. He has confirmed that law enforcement agencies are working closely with Interpol to track down Gondwe and bring her back to Zambia to face charges. Still in local news, mining expert Edward Simukonda is calling on the government to strengthen the tax administration system at the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA. According to the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC report, the country recorded a total of more than $3.5 billion in illicit financial flows between January and December 2025. And this largely came from illegal mining in northwestern and Wapula provinces. Simukonda has stressed the need for the government to embrace technology that will enhance tax collection and enforcement in the mining industry. In an interview, Simukonda has emphasized the importance of investing in capacity building for tax authorities and engaging with mining companies to help them understand the value of paying taxes. He has also pointed out the need for educating foreign investors about Zambia's tax policies, including the penalties for non-compliance, while advocating for a review of the tax incentives given to foreign investors to ensure fairness and adequate revenue generation. A 28-year-old man of Kalea compound in Mazabuka has been arrested for reportedly defiling a 9-year-old girl. The suspect has been named as Shionard Banda, with the incident reported to police by the victim's grandmother on 17th August 2025. Southern Province Commissioner of Police Axion Daka explains that on the material day around 18 hours, the victim was outside playing with two friends, both under the age of 10. He notes that after her friends left, she remained alone, at which point the suspect allegedly dragged her into his house and had unlawful carnal knowledge of her. Daka realized that shortly afterward, the girl's grandmother came outside and noticed the victim was missing, leading her to search the compound, where she eventually heard the child screaming and calling out for her. The victim later narrated that she had been sexually abused and led her grandmother to the suspect's house, where he was identified. The suspect was later apprehended by concerned members of the public. Daka says the victim complained of pain in the vagina area, as well as bruising on her left leg, left hand and waist, A medical report form was issued to her.